Radio.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Uh-oh, I pushed the lid on.
It ain't a faggot, Jimmy.
Rats and detectives.
Seaman Trucking, we'll pack your shit for you.
Go down to Pound Town, into Pound Town.
Dysfunctional.
I see Janet Reno in a pink bunny suit rappelling out of a helicopter with an AR-15, and I'm like, this is fucking fantastic.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
We are extra disgruntled tonight.
I like the feeling between my butt cheeks.
I have to walk around the store with a mug, and people are like, oh, what are you doing? I'm drinking coffee. Like, no, I'm promoting DB. I can use the promo code Marquee and get 0% off.
Ah, hey, DV, you want to see how smart you are? Click on my ring.
Yes.
Get a little bit of foreskin in with that.
He does talk a lot about his grandma's titties.
Yeah, I mean, she's probably heard a lot worse out of me.
I didn't see a box from Tasteful Treasures.
Oh, jeez. Stirrup up my mouth a little.
That reminds me of a Marine joke.
We'll talk quietly amongst ourselves.
Good thing we didn't say you better tune in. This is one for the record books. You don't want to miss it.
It's time to get swinging at the Barracks Party.
Yes, it's Barracks Party night. It's May 29th, 2023. It's the Memorial Day Barracks Party. For those that have never joined us on a night like tonight, we used to have a lot of Barracks Parties, and then, you know, music licensing got really expensive and people didn't want to show up no more. And man, anyway, I'm Boner Woods. Tonight with us, we have not a lot of people, but you may know them from places such as DV Radio's Barracks Talk. We have with us tonight from up in Alaska. It's still daytime. It's DV Oink.
It is still daytime. Shit. And it's not freezing. So hell, that's two good things.
Hey, man, if there's snow on the ground during the day, you could go snowboarding and wear shorts at the same time.
Yeah, but it's the snow that's still left around here right now is a little dirty. It's covered in mud and shit. So, yeah. I'll pass.
As long as it's not yellow, it's good. down in one of the flattest parts of America, he loves to run around with a duct taped crotch sauna suit. He also loves to eat crowns. He may or may not be imbibing on a nice little vape tonight. It's our brother Marine. It's the Psych Ward Gang CEO himself. It's Sergeant Wardog.
Yeah, baby. What's up? I'm in the building. I don't believe he brought out the duct tape, though. Holy shit.
Hey, man, you knew it. You knew it wasn't going to leave. I told you, man, it's going to stay with you forever. Forever. And it's my backdoor neighbor. And no, just because he was in the Navy does not mean he has fucked me in the butt just because I said backdoor neighbor. It means he lives in North By God, Carolina, and he also likes to play with wood. Again, not mine. It's Joaquin Wata, PTS Dog, JJ.
What's up?
What's up? Fucking miss those commercials. then they do it.
Somebody like re-edited it with that individual that tanked Budweiser stock. And it's the funniest shit you've ever seen.
Didn't they do that on one of the scary movies?
They did a send of it on one of the scary movies. But like, you know, the recent event with that individual that got on the can. Somebody re-edited it with that individual, and that individual, like it was a deep fake. That individual was like, "What's up?" And all the other guys are like, "What?" It was fucking hilarious.
I'll have to find that one. Before we go too deep into this show, we want to thank you all that are tuning in right now. I got over here and looked at the stats and it went from like 3 to like 8 or 10. And I was like, oh shit, my shit's fucking up. No, it just, you all jumped in at the exact same motherfucking time. That has never happened in the history of TV radio.
is our Fed here?
Yes, our Fed is here. They're joining us on this Memorial Day. Fuck you up, Fed boy. And we got our listeners over in Germany, as well as down in Florida. Looks like we got somebody up near Chicago and up in Arizona and either in California or Nevada. It's right on the state line, so I'm not sure where the fuck you are. It's one of those places. And I'm guessing the one out in Arizona is our boy CB6-6. All right. Anyway, we try to do this every year. At least since I took over. We just like to sit here and have some fun. And obviously there's going to be down moments, but 99% of it is going to be happy, happy, joy, joy. I miss Ren and Stimpy. If you didn't know, I make a lot of references.
This is a song about a whale.
No.
This is a song about being happy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy. I can just see them fucking bouncing up and down. Oh my God. Oh shit. Yeah. So yeah, that's what we do here. If you've never tuned in on a Memorial Day barracks party, that's what we do. We have a few laughs. We get a little emotional and, we like to celebrate our brothers and sisters that's not with us any longer. But what you guys up to today? Who wants to start?
Well, for one thing, I'm not fucking working. How's that?
which is actually surprising.
Yeah, they got most of the shit done that they needed to get done, at least with the one color we were using, the white. So we got the taxi lines down and all that shit. And go figure.
It's got to be white.
It's got to be white. It's per regulation. I can't help that.
But why is it?
But it's on black asphalt. Does that help?
Can't we all just get along?
We paint the fucking taxiway center line right where the two runways intersect. And sure shit, it wasn't 10 minutes later. Fucking tower calls to make sure everybody was clear of the fucking runway. And we were. And next thing you know, here comes the C-17. Lands right through that shit. And then He back taxis on that same runway back to his parking spot and goes right through that shit again.
Nice. That's how we do in the United States military.
So there's a Travis Air Force bird with some white paint on the fucking tires right now. So.
It's like watching a movie or a television show that's got some slapstick in it, and the guy sits down on that fucking bus bench that just got painted, and when he gets up, there's the stripes all the way down his back and ass. Oh, shit. Well, I'm glad. The
C-17 pilot just had to check and see if it was really wet paint like you guys claimed it was.
It was wet because the humidity was about 98%, and then 10 minutes later after that, it fucking rained, so we were done for the day.
Yeah.
I am.
Two days of rain now. We've got the next, like, all week is supposed to rain. My grass is going to be like 7 feet high by the time I can mow again.
Oh, I know. I told Mama this morning. I said, we in the goddamn Amazon. We ain't in fucking North Carolina anymore. Fuck it.
Dude, this rain can suck it.
Dude, I knew we needed the rain, but god damn.
Exactly. Fuck this shit, man. Fuck this shit.
I mean, one day was enough. Shit. And thundered damn near all fucking night. I was like, God, power's going to go out. Power's going to go out.
Thankfully, we haven't had any thunder and lightning. Knock on wood.
That wasn't my wood.
They're claiming it's going to do it half the night, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I looked at the damn radar this morning. It's probably like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And it was supposed to have, we were supposed to have pretty hard rain showers up until about noon, 1 o'clock. I looked at it again at 9:30. It looked nothing like what it did at fucking earlier that morning. It was completely dissipated and nothing. And I was like, are you fucking shitting me? Y'all can't even predict on a fucking, what do you call it?
A forecast
on somewhat of a
No, like when you are at least close with the prediction as the day goes on. There's a fucking
like smidgen of accuracy.
Yeah, yeah. Like it wasn't even close. Like you could have took a screenshot of both of the radars from the two different times. It would have looked like two completely different fucking countries. That's how off it was the second time. I was like, what the fuck?
I gotta tell you, man, the wind hasn't stopped here. Like, I don't know. I don't remember this area ever being as windy as it's been. We have had wind every day for like 3 weeks.
Oh, brother, when it gets wintertime, you need to come up to my house for a couple weeks.
It's just fucking weird because I don't remember being this way here in Thomasville.
You can be sitting here and watching something and it'll sound like a fucking train coming through the holler because the fucking wind is so goddamn hard coming off the mountains and hitting the valley. Holy fucking Christ. Straight up sounds like a damn train whistle. You're like, well, we getting fucked.
when I was a kid in Chugiak, Alaska, we lived at the foot of Bear Mountain. You could actually hear the wind building up and coming down the mountain like a freight train. Like you could hear it far away just building slowly. And then all of a sudden, boom, all the buildings shake, the warehouse would shake. It was like, holy fuck.
When we lived out at the old house, we had the big screen door that was nothing but basically a plate glass window. And if the wind ever caught it, you knew it because it sounded like that bastard just fucking shattered against the wall of the house. It would hit the fucking house so hard because it couldn't hold on with that little latch. So the wind would just catch it and just fucking hit the side of the goddamn fucking house. I can't tell you how many times we thought it broke. Like, I'm surprised it's not broke. After 30 some odd years, I can't believe it's not fucking broke. Like, what the fuck? But yeah. Oh, me. Anyway, what you been doing today, JJ?
Absolutely nothing. I've been playing Shadow of the Tomb Raider and forcing myself to rest. I spent no less than 5 hours in the shop every day for the last 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to just stop and take a break.
I got you.
You know,
I can't blame you either.
That well, and with this fucked up weather, I'm in pain. I woke up in pain. Nevermore is in pain. It's just like, fuck this shit.
Right.
Getting old sucks.
I said that to War Dog the other night before we went live, before you guys even got in here. I forgot what I'd done. I was like, dude, fuck getting old.
This blows, man.
Especially when
hurting.
And I told him, I was like, I don't care what you do to get comfortable. It's different every week because you can't get in the same position you did the week prior and be comfortable because fucking aging. It's a thing. Word all, what you been up to today? Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm finally getting I think in a week or two, I'm finally getting an MRI on my lower back to see what additional bullshit's going on. Finally.
Well, if it's anything like my last one, we see nothing on the MRI. We don't understand why you're having so much pain.
Yeah. They can
suck some big monkey balls is what they can do. Some big old donkey dick. Can we say donkey dick in the military anymore when we talk about getting the fucking the thing for the jerry cans? Jerry cans? Yeah.
No. That's not politically correct. You're going to
exactly
affect someone. That might make somebody feel threatened.
I'm gonna tell you what. If I was in the day, I'd be calling that bastard a donkey dick day and night. I'd be like, "Hey, y'all get the donkey dick? Y'all like that donkey dick, don't you? Go get me one of them donkey dicks."
If I was in the supply chain, you know, warehouse or whatever, and you had to enter that into the system, that's exactly what the fuck I would call it too.
Yeah, yeah.
Put that shit in there as a donkey dick.
As a fucking donkey dick.
Everybody would know what it was.
Shit. Tell me it ain't no donkey dick. You seen one of them motherfuckers? If you ever heard Bob Saget, it looks like a pepper mill. Anyway, Word Dog, what you been up to today, brother?
Not much, man. Just went out, grabbed something to eat, you know. I've been waiting to catch some of the sports games that are coming on later on this evening. That's about it, man.
Don't even mention that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't even mention that shit.
I'm so glad I had the glass up to my mouth but didn't take a drink because that shit would have burned.
I know War Dog's clueless, but last night I got out of work a little bit earlier because it fucking rained on us again. So I come home thinking, all right, I can actually fucking relax. I'm going to install Bleacher Report, the app, on my TV so we can watch some AEW wrestling. Fuck no. Fuck them guys. After about 20 minutes of under customer support, you know, they tell me, no, we're sorry. We don't support your TV and or the streaming service you have for your TV, which is DirecTV, of course. Like, fuck you guys. And you just lost out a 50 goddamn dollar.
Yeah.
Yes, man.
And I don't blame AEW because they're trying their best, right, to get who they can to what do you call it? Fucking stream these things. But the first time I tried to get Bleacher Report, I couldn't even sign up for a goddamn account unless I used my phone. And I was like,
And then the lady last night says, oh, you can't do it on your phone. You can't activate your TV from your phone. Yeah. I said, bitch, I've done it from my computer too. And there's no place to enter your code. I got tired of arguing with her. I'm like, fuck it. But then after I got done talking to Bo, I was like sitting here for a minute. I'm like, you know what? I got 10 minutes left before the damn shit airs. I got nothing better to do. I'll just sit at the fucking computer and watch it. Fuck it. I mean, I already created a goddamn account. I might as well go fucking just through with it all. So I did. But can yeah, it was one of those things where I'm getting all psyched to fucking watch some sports and, you know, just to relax for fucking after working all goddamn weekend and then come home to that shit and just piss me the fuck off.
Are you able to streamcast from your computer to your TV or no?
Unfortunately, no. Like I said, it's the older TV that's in here.
Right.
Smart TV, if that's what you want to call it, downstairs. So I was like, yeah, fuck, I'm not going through the hassle again. Like I said, I just fuck it. I just watch it on this one up here. Fuck it.
The thing I don't like about mirror casting or whatever they call it, it's different for every fucking company. It's not good. It sucks. It legitimately sucks for stuff that like videos or live stream. It really does. Unless it's like a PowerPoint or something like that, it legitimately sucks because I've tried it multiple times. It's the worst thing I've ever done in my entire life as far as, you know, devices is concerned, outside of not having analog machines to run the radio show. I don't know. I would say it's the Bluetooth, but there's more going on than Bluetooth, right? With that. So I don't know. I don't know where the disconnect is there. It shouldn't be bad, seeing as how it's a wireless device connected to another wireless device. And the wireless device it's being cast on is not streaming the actual show or what have you. It's the main device that you're streaming from. So I don't know. Anyway, I probably just fucked everybody's heads with that one. So you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, I was fucked up before, but that just did something to it.
Before I forget, Moose19K actually reminded me of something that I should let you all know. If you have not been over to the DV Radio Facebook page or the DV Farm Facebook page, because it is shared over there, there is a post, if you scroll down a little ways, where you can put names on that post if you would like for us to mention them and remember them tonight. If you'd also like to put their unit, the branch of service, the time served, as well as any wards or theaters, you may put that info in there as well. We'll get through as many of them as we can on the show live tonight. So that's there for all of you to do if you do so wish. Again, that's on the Facebook, DV Radio Facebook, and it's shared over on the DV Farm Facebook page if you don't want to put it on the DV Radio one for whatever reason. We also left the comments open for everybody on the newsletter. If you're listening and you don't want to get in chat or on Facebook and you want to, and you're subscribed to the newsletter and you want to leave the names over there, you may do so as well. Anything else I'm forgetting as far as tonight's show is concerned.
Thank you for those artists that did send in music.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Other than that, I can't think of anything.
For the artist that did send in your music, thank you. For reading your emails, even though as he apologized adamantly. He was like, man, I've had a busy weekend. I was like, dude, I get it. No, we'll play his song at some point during the show tonight. And we made a final last minute decision. Taps will be played at the end of the show. So the show will not be over until you hear Taps being played, which will literally be at the end of the show. It'll be after whatever we do at the end, the outro and all that good stuff. So, you know, I did make that newsletter. I actually made it this morning because I didn't sleep at all last night. But I get notified from different Facebook friends and pages for whatever reason. And I got notified the other day that Mike Gordia had posted his annual Memorial Day post. If you don't know who Mike Gordia is, he is an author. He comes on quite a few times throughout the years, and or has been on quite a lot through the years. And he is the author of How Moral Leadership, Winning When Outgunned and Outnumbered, Danger for the Forgotten Wars of General Paul F. Gorman. He's made a child's book. And you can find out more about that if you go over to MikeGordia.com. Anyway, he made a post and he said, Happy Memorial Day weekend. And somebody commented, it's not a happy holiday. It's to remember our dead. And I think we've probably, and I said it last Saturday when we were talking about Objective Zero and all that, I think we've beat a dead horse with this as well. But Mike replied with this to that comment. We say Happy Memorial Day for the same reason we say Happy Veterans Day, Happy Flag Day, Happy Armed Forces Day, and Happy 4th of July. We say happy in the sense that we should be grateful for those Americans who served and made the ultimate sacrifice. And we say happy to celebrate their lives by honoring them on this day. And I don't think I could have summed it up any better. What do you guys think?
No, he did a fantastic job with that because, you know, it's just like we said in the newsletter, you know, when somebody comes and says, thank you for your service, you're kind of like, oh, fuck, man, really? I mean, I didn't do it to get congratulated or to say, you know, have somebody say thank you to me or, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. And I think it's, it comes across the same way when somebody says, you know, Happy Memorial Day. It's like, yes, there's a cringe to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Especially if you're a veteran or you know, known somebody, you served for somebody that paid that ultimate sacrifice, but you're like, you know, you don't want to be disrespectful to them either. So he said it, he summed it up, like I said, perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to give some context to the thanking for the service bit, I tried to make a joke out of it, obviously. I said, being upset over saying Happy Memorial Day is basically the equivalent of being upset of having someone thank you for your service. And then I go on to say, oh, that burned, didn't it? The hairs on the back of your neck stood up. Your spine stiffened a bit. You took a deep, hard sigh when you read that, right? Why? They're thanking you for doing something that you could, that they could not do, no matter their reasoning. They're thanking you for keeping their family, their lineage safe. They're thanking you for doing exactly why we say Happy Memorial Day. Is it bothersome at times? Yes. Should you be upset over it? No. Do we make jokes about, don't thank me for my service? Yeah. So, but yeah, and like I ended it, you know, at the end of the day, Memorial Day is there for us to remember, mourn, and laugh. Personally, and I think we've said that a few times, but I think you have a moment of mourning and you have a moment of solidarity and laughing and reminiscing and telling tales and jokes and lies and just having a good old time, because they'd be doing the same thing if they were here today, remembering somebody else, right?
Yep. Most definitely.
Ooh. Yeah, of course.
I love you guys. Just, yep. Uh-huh. 100. We're going to be the sheep tonight. I'm sorry.
I mean it, man. I mean it. I mean, we don't mean to sound like a bunch of yes men, but I'm just saying it. Yeah. You know, it's dead on.
Yeah. And yeah, I think what bothers me is people getting upset over it. People get upset over it, and it gets me upset over them getting upset over it. And you know, yeah, it's, again, it's a little cringeworthy, but at the end of the day, take it, move on. And it's just like somebody saying, thank you, veterans, on Memorial Day. Don't get mad at them. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know that Memorial Day is for those that sacrificed their lives or are no longer here. A lot of people don't know that Armed Forces Day is for active serving members, and that Veterans Day is for those that are no longer serving, right? So, and all veterans, obviously. But just explain it to them. Don't be a dick. Don't be a Karen. Don't be a Chad. Chode, whatever the fuck they call them today. but yeah. Also, earlier, what was it? Was it 1830 that Liberty Risk went live? Oink.
Yep. Eastern, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I was sitting here. I was like, what time did they go? Because I couldn't even remember because it was so close to us going to pre-show. But a Liberty Risk podcast with Billy and Hugh had their first return show today over on Liberty Risk podcast Facebook page. I don't know where else they were live at, but I know they were live over there. If you missed that, go watch it. Listen to what they had to say. They had some really good stuff to say. Stuff that, like I said, when Billy was here, and I've said it, you know, other times as well when he wasn't here, is one of the main reasons we all clicked with Liberty Risk, the mission, right? We don't do this for the money. We don't do this for the fame, the glory. We do it for you guys. We do it for our brothers and sisters. And we just want to at least help you get the resources and make sure you don't do something stupid and permanent, right? Don't be a Bob. We love you, Bob, but don't be a Bob, right, JJ?
Yeah.
Bob. When he said that, when you said that the other night, I couldn't help but imagine that comic strip where it was like, this is Bob. Bob, blah, 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 blah. Bob, blah, 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 blah. Don't be Bob. That's all I can
think of. You're not wrong.
Oh, you are not wrong. So what do you guys want to talk about tonight? You guys want to talk about any happy time stories or anything to laugh about, or what do you guys want to do? You tell me. And those that are listening, if you're not in chat, get in chat and tell us some stories that we can tell, or lies, whatever, whatever floats your boat.
Can I start by saying that I happen to know a Marine who won the Medal of Honor posthumously, and I live next door to him in the barracks.
Really?
And that will forever be one of the weirdest things I can ever describe to you, to know that Corporal Jason Dunham of the Marine Corps was awarded the Medal of Honor. And I grew up living in the barracks right next door to him. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't one of those scenarios where, you know, we went through everything together because he happened to be with our unit. And then he extended with a different unit so that he could get a chance to go to Iraq. Mm-hmm. So He lived next to me. I looked him dead in his eyes before, the seriousness of his face. And for his incidents, his moments of gallantry, he jumped on a grenade and saved the lives of like three or four other of his junior Marines. It's forever gonna be odd to me, and just, you know, baffling and leaving me speechless to know that, you know, one of the most selfless things a military service member could do for another, military member was actually done by the guy who lived right next door to me in the barracks. So it's unbelievable to me.
Well, I'm guessing Skeeter applauds. Sorry.
That was Munchie.
Munchie Skeeter. You're exactly right, War Dog. And I think that's another thing too, right? Like, those that have done something like that, a lot of us know them, whether we knew them one-on-one, or like you said, we lived near them or in passing or shook hands with them or something. It's a feeling that you really can't explain. It's more than the spine tingling, bone chilling feeling, right? Like before you go into a dark, dingy cave, right? Like it's a different kind of bone tingling, spine tingling thing, right? Like, I don't know. I'm not explaining it either. it's almost surreal, right? Like,
yeah, beyond.
I don't know. I don't have words. It's one of those things that you can't explain unless you've lived it, unless you've been there. I mean, I don't know. Oink, JJ, can you guys help me out? Because I don't have words for that feeling either. I'm sort of in those footsteps, but not exactly, if you get what I'm saying. As far as knowing,
he doesn't know. I mean, I've never been, obviously, like I said, I've only deployed once in the entire 20 years. Not because I didn't want, well, yeah, I didn't want to. Let's just be honest. Sand and fucking warm beer did not fancy me any. I like, you know, cold beer and warm pussy. That's just me. I kind of prefer that way, you know?
I mean, you did join the Air Force. I wasn't
getting that over there. So, you know,
you did join the Air Force after all.
Well, this is true. This is true. And there wasn't many 5-star hotels over there in the day.
Not laden with gold, but there weren't.
No. But no, it's just one of those things, you know, you never know who you're going to meet while you're serving, you know, and most of the folks that you did serve with, you had that, how would I say, luxury, that comfort of knowing that no matter what happened, wherever you guys went, deployed or not deployed, even at home, those men and women around you had your back. They had your six, always. And then when you get out of the service, you kind of miss that, you know. That's one of the first things I noticed. There was nobody there, again, you know, cheering you on, you know, trying to push you, motivate you, get you going again, you know, like your brothers and sisters did while you were serving, you know. And you kind of lost that when you got out. So, you know, that's one of the toughest transition periods was shortly after retiring. You know, I didn't have anybody fucking calling me up asking me how I was doing and, you know, did I find a job? They didn't give a shit. You were done. You know what I mean? So I think it's something we took for granted while we were in is having and knowing that we served with men and women that would have our six and jump on that, you know, proverbial grenade if they needed to. And I think we kind of took that for advantage.
Yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. And that brings up, you know, another subject. And I think War Dog and JJ and, I don't know if you can agree or not, Oink. I know you can, but I'm talking about on a personal level, is the whole survivor's guilt, right? And I know Oink can relate to it in the civilian world, right? I know we both can, definitely civilian. But as far as theater is concerned, that's a whole nother ball game, right? Like,
yep.
That's... And it goes back to what Billy and Hugh got on the subject of during Liberty Risk tonight. And it's honestly a coincidental that we're bringing it up because War Dog, we don't play none of this. I wish you guys could see us right now because I'm just sitting here doing my thing, got my body armor and my coke over here doing other shit on the computer. And I don't know what the fuck Oink, War Dog, and JJ is doing. But we had no script. We had no itinerary. I stopped doing itineraries quite a long while ago because nobody fucking followed him, six. They talked about exactly what we try to tell you guys to talk about, tell you men and women to talk about. And it's hard to talk about anything because you're never comfortable with who to talk to, because is it going to make you look bad? Are they going to look down on you? Are they going to coddle you? Are they going to treat you like a child? Is your psychiatrist gonna, you know, put you in a fucking padded cell with the white coats? Like, are you overly depressed just because you're talking about it? Are you suicidal because you woke up today and you said, fuck it, I'm done with today? And that's another thing too, that I even, you know, had thrown in the comments over there on Liberty Risk, is that I am pretty for certain, if you're a actual human fucking being, we all in some shape or form at one time or another in life have got to the point where we just woke up, serious or not, and said, fuck today, I'm done, I don't want to go on anymore. Whether it was depression or suicidal tendencies or what have you, survivor's guilt, I don't care. I feel like we've all done that, especially in our adult lives, because fuck adulting. I don't give a fuck who you are. Fuck, like Tommy Pickles said, fuck. JJ, did you have something to say?
You know, that's another thing too that I think they touched on there during your podcast, was that, mm-hmm. you know, when you are seeking the help,
yeah,
and then all of a sudden now you're on therapist number two or number three or number four, and you got to rehash everything from beginning to end all over again.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy to find somebody that you, like you said, you can actually open up to, and then, you know, have that fear in the background of them leaving or PCSing or whatever the case may be. So, I mean, that sucks. That's the part that sucks.
I've not cried over a doctor in my entire life. I'll be real with you, yo. I ain't never cried over a doctor. I really haven't. And when my therapist left, she moved. That was hard, dude. That was fucking hard, because I had talked to her about exactly what I just said, and she agreed. She was like, yeah, I not just in the mental health world, but in her personal life, she agreed with everything I said. And she knew I didn't have suicidal tendencies, and she knew that what I do here, everybody at the VA that I work with knows what I do. And it's one of those things that I don't think I could open up that easily to somebody else unless they were her. You know what I mean? Because she was a person. She wasn't a doctor. She wasn't there for psychiatry. She was there to be a friend and listen. Right? Like, and that's all we fucking want, is somebody to fucking listen, whether it's what we've got on our mind or for us to fucking vent, scream, and yell at.
And you know, a touch of genuine, you know, careness too. Don't be mm-hmm. one of those fucking pricks that, you know, can sit there, listen, and be like, okay, well, we're pushing 5 minutes to go, and I got somebody else, you know, out in the hallway, so we're gonna have to wrap this up here soon.
Yeah,
show some fucking genuine care, for fuck's sake. I mean, that's one of the reasons you got into that profession, I would think.
Yeah, and I'll say her name. Her name's Whitney. I don't know if she's listening to the podcast anymore now that she's moved up north or not. But the last day, her last visit before her last day, she came up here and we were all in tears, man. Like, it was hard. I was like, and then I had somebody that was like, you've only been through one, try going through three. And I'm like, that is a shit ass thing to say to somebody. Like, that bothered me. I didn't say nothing to them. I just let them have their moment. But I was like, that is a shit ass thing to say, especially when you don't know how the clinic works or whatever, because every clinic's different. And mine is a very small clinic. but yeah, JJ, did you want to say something earlier?
I don't remember what it was. I do have to say, continuity care is a major issue.
Mm-hmm.
For pretty much every veteran in the system. I've gone through four primary care providers since I've been in North Carolina.
Yeah.
One of whom was an interim. I don't know who my next PCM is. I lucked out and got three really good PCMs. And the interim guy who was filling in until the next person comes in was good.
Yeah.
But he also said, hey, I'm not going to be here very long. And I'm like, well, fuck, I just got used to the last guy.
Right.
The VA kicked me out to a civilian company for counseling, because their backlog was just too long. And so I've been going to this civilian counseling place, and they're even having trouble with continuity. I really hit it off with my first counselor, really nice lady. We established a great rapport. We had two sessions and she was gone.
Yeah.
And no notice, no warning, nothing. Just, oh, by the way, you're seeing somebody else. And I'm like, the fuck? Thankfully, it was only two sessions, so it wasn't like, you know.
You had built a bond. I had to
start over again.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, people, shit happens. People's lives change.
Right.
I get it. But I think one of the drawbacks of the VA system is that the VA is a stepping stone. All VA hospitals and clinics are teaching facilities. Yep. We get residents in, and we get some really good residents. I mean, the doctor, the ophthalmologist that found the tears in my cornea was a resident. She was just doing her residency before finishing up med school, and she was excellent. And I'll never see her again, you know. And it's just I don't know that that's the best way to do things.
Yeah.
Because there's no the only thing consistent with the VA is the fucking bureaucrats.
Yeah.
The doctors through like fucking revolving door. That's ass backwards. The bureaucrats shouldn't be what's important.
The one thing I think as far as transitioning from one doctor to another that I think the VA needs to start doing, and I think civilian doctors need to do it too, because they won't do it either, is to have that transitional period where they have the new doctor with the doctor that you're used to, and they're sitting there with them and you're talking to the new doctor. Even if it's one of those, let me hold both of your hands and walk you through this and get you comfortable with one another. And like JJ said, there are situations where shit happens. People's lives change. But I'm going to tell you right now, I got the letter for when Whitney was leaving back in January, I believe. They didn't even know who was going to replace her until like the week of when she was leaving or the week after. And I didn't get a letter until almost a month later. For a lot of veterans that can't cope, can't deal, that's a long motherfucking time. I don't give a fuck who you are. As soon as you get that first letter, you're losing it. You're done. You're checking out, right? And I think there needs to be some sort of shoulder to lean on. There needs to be some sort of quote unquote hand holding to the new doc. And there needs to be a transitional period before that dot that you're used to leaves. And DV6 can attest to it. He's had it happen multiple times since I've known him. I can't tell you how many doctors that motherfucker's been through. And this is primary doctors. Mm-hmm. He's been through more primary doctors than I have. I've been through 3 or 4 at this point. He's been through like 10 or 12 in the time I've known the man. That's since 2015. Put that into perspective, people. That's enough to send anybody over the goddamn edge. Why is veteran suicide as high as it is? Between the fucking cocktails that they give us, between changing every month, everything. I mean, on a dime, something can change. Y'all know that better than I do. I mean, fuck. Mm-hmm. How does the government work? Well, let's do this and tomorrow it'll be fucking different. Right. Like one day we couldn't get tattoos on our neck. Poor dog knows what I'm talking about. One day we can't get tattoos on our neck. The next day we can. What the fuck? It's little shit like that. It doesn't seem like much. It's minuscule to the outside society. And then people want government sanctioned brand healthcare. Let me tell you what, motherfuckers.
The fuck you do.
Let's switch healthcare providers just for a moment. just for a month. Tell me how you like it.
I went from the base hospital using my TRICARE benefits as a retiree and switched to the VA because that's how bad the base hospital's getting. Fuck that place. I feel sorry for the current active duty folks, man.
When I was in AIT, when I was in AIT, we were doing a company run. I think I've told this story. We were doing a company run. I'm sort of in the middle. There's a pothole in the middle of the goddamn fucking road. How the fuck is the dude in the middle supposed to see this goddamn pothole that's 6 inches deep? I'm looking
40 inches from the man in front of you. Yeah, it ain't happening.
Right. You're supposed to look at the back of the head of the person in front of you. I fall into this goddamn fucking pothole. I hear a pop in my back. I'm fucking hurting. So I go and I'm on the side. They send me over to Dogwood Medical. For those that don't know, that's in Fort Lee, fucking Virginia. And they do their tests and blah, 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 blah. I graduate from AIT. About 2 months later, I get a collection agency wanting $2,400 from Dogwood Medical Agency. The fuck is Dogwood Medical Agency? This is at blah, 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 Virginia, whatever the fucking city at Fort Lee is. I said, what? And they kept on. And I was like, look, the government was supposed to pay that. Long story short, after a 3 hour fucking conversation and back and forth and holding and bullshit like that, I ended up paying $650 and having my credit score fucked for about a decade.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
Military didn't even give a shit. And it was during their time. It was technically their fault because it was on their installation. And I'm not shitting you, dude. That fucking pothole was at least 6 inches deep because I'm 5'8" and I've stepped in a lot of potholes in my life. I ain't never stepped in
legal midget status.
Dude, let me tell you what. I ain't never stepped in a pothole that made me hurt my goddamn self ever. That motherfucker, a tank had to have picked up a goddamn piece of pavement when it went by. Had to have, dude. Like Marines must have been like, ooh, concrete, good, and ate it or something. I don't fucking know. For those that don't know,
Fort Lee.
For those that don't know, Fort Lee is an Army Marine base. And I got to cook for a lot of dumbasses. I'm not going to lie. I'm not putting Marines down because there were some Army guys up there. I question how the fuck humanity has went as far as it has. But yeah.
Yeah, they say the Air Force are the best and the brightest. My ass. You haven't seen some goddamn knuckleheads walking around this motherfucking installation. Holy fuck, man.
Oh, shit. Hey, you guys want to do a break?
Do it.
Do it. All right. Okay. We'll go to break. In the break, we do have independent artist Tim Megan with his song April 16th, 2005. I'll tell you how to go listen to more of his music in just a moment when we get back. Following him, we've got Rain by Without Image. If you've ever heard anything we've done here on DV Radio, you will know who Without Image is. But if you don't, you're going to hear them in this break. We'll be back to the Memorial Day Barracks Party right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. Don't go anywhere. On the other side, fucksicles, we'll see ya.
You could listen to one of those other stations, but what would your friends think?
Nights I wake up in my bed. All these memories living in my head. Guess the whiskey only helps for a while. Now I'm shaking, dreaming, I'm about to die. You can't go to war. Think about it anymore. Losing a friend you'll never see again. Weight of trigger underneath my finger. Can't needs to be alone. I'm thinking, feeling that goddamn war. You can't go to war, not think about it anymore. Losing a friend you'll never see again. Weight of a trigger underneath my finger. Can't go to war, not think about it anymore.
October 2004, saw three of my friends die. October 6th, 12th, and the 29th. Then on April 16th, 2005, three more died in just one night. One more gone after we got home. See, it just couldn't take the pain.
Listening to Dead Air on DV Radio. Go fuck yourselves, assholes.
Thank you. drops of water dripping from the corner of my eyes ain't tears, they're rain, oh it's rain. A few drops smacked the grill of this beat up hat that my head is in, oh Lord, please bring the rain. The only thing that comforts me is this whiskey and Novocaine. Brown water masks the symptoms of rain.
I see a little bit of foreskin.
Because this is how it is.
Yes. Good thing we didn't say you better tune in. This is one for the record books. You don't want to miss it.
We'll talk quietly amongst ourselves.
This is fucking fantastic.
On DV Radio.
And we're back to the Memorial Day Barracks Party right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. During the break, you heard Without Images, Rain, followed by Tim Megan's April 16th. 2005. I think I put that wrong over on DV Radio page. I think I said 15th. Oh my God, my head tonight. I need to fix that right quick. Hold on. I'm fixing it, Tim. If you're listening, I'm fixing it. I'm fixing it. God damn it, I'm fixing it.
Let me get a show where it fucks something up. Come on.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. If you would like to hear more of Tim Megan's music, head over to timmeganjr.com. That's Tim, Mike, Echo, Echo, Golf, Alpha, November, Juliet, Romeo.com. The link will be in the description of the podcast. If you didn't know, Tim Megan is a veteran. He is a 4-year Army veteran with a year deployment to Ramadi, Iraq from 04 to 05. He is now a full-time Denver firefighter of 15 years. He's always picked around on the guitar, but recently started writing and singing in March of 2021. Tim's full-length studio album, Cook County Country, is available now. If you like genuine If you like Genuine from the Heart Storytelling, take a listen. Tongue twisters all throughout tonight. If you didn't realize that.
That's like Podbean the other night, right?
That's TimMeeganJr.com. Go listen to him. A huge shout out to him for letting us play his song April 16th, 2005, right here on WDVRDVRadio.net. It will be added to the daily rotation, so you can listen to that whenever it is playing right here on the live player. So, what'd you guys think of that?
Dope, man. Hella dope. I loved it.
Now, I like the story he tells. So, even if you don't have the date in there, I think we can relate on some way, shape, or form. I think we all can. But it hits hard. Let me tell you, I heard it the first time earlier, and I was like, oh, damn. The sort of skeptical, you know the goddamn word, tongue twisters all night long over here on TV Ray, about playing it tonight. But then I was like, you know what? It's Memorial Day. We do need to play it. So there it is. There it is. We need to get Without Image back on too, man.
Yeah, we haven't talked to those guys in a while.
And Adherence changed their goddamn band name. What'd they turn over to?
Oh, you would ask me that now, wouldn't you? But yes, they did change their name too.
I seen it the other day because it was like a band you follow or something, a page you follow. Oh, Throttle Hide. Yeah. I got some questions, guys. I got some questions. New Hampshire band. I got some questions. From Adherence to Throttle Hide. No, we love our brothers at Without Image, Throttle Hide, and hopefully we can get Tim on to talk about his career and what made him turn to music and all that good stuff soon. We will hopefully have a brewery company on with us in the very near future. Fingers and testicles and nipples and all that good thing crossed. Jesus Christ. I heard that our guys from a certain purple organization got a tiny home sent down to Georgia, was it?
I believe it was Georgia, yeah. They had some tornadoes go through that area. And where this gentleman grew up, I think he's 95, 96, 90s anyway. Yeah. But the tornado ripped through his home, and he wasn't leaving his homestead, you know. And I don't blame him. I mean, if that's where you grew up, and hell, you're mid-90s, I'd want to stay there too, you know. But, yeah, they were able to get him a little tiny home down there to him and get him set up with everything, well, that he needed, you know, a roof over his head. So it was pretty awesome to see.
For those that don't know, what's the Purple Organization's name?
The organization name is Purple Heart Homes, and they have chapters in about 11 states, I believe, right now, mostly the southern states, and they're on the East Coast, as well as two chapters up here in Alaska for the Fairbanks area, as well as the Anchorage area. So, you know, if you guys know a veteran that needs some work done on their homes, whether it be a ramp or ADA capabilities, you know, look those folks up. They may be in your backyard and you don't even know about it.
My fault, Mississippi. I seen the video where they went through Georgia.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Yep.
Because I remember the ATL. We hit ATL. And hopefully if Oink gets his ducks all in a row, we'll have their podcast on DV Radio soon enough. Speaking of podcast, guess what happened Saturday night after the show?
I was working. Oh, what happened?
Well, about midnight, I'm sitting here and I get an email and I'm like, fuck, I'll go look at it because it was DV Radio email. I go and look at it and it's like, you've been added to the Spotify podcast. I was like, what? Wait, what? Whoa.
Hold on.
I slapped myself in the face and pinched my nipples a little bit to make sure I was awake. We are now on Spotify. I think I know all of our episodes aren't on there. The reason being, I don't know. Don't ask me. I don't know. I am grateful, however, that we're finally on fucking Spotify. I think we go back to like September of last year or something. Hopefully all new episodes will be added there. So just type in DV Radio and you can find our podcast over on Spotify. I know a lot of you assholes are like, Spotify, get on Spotify, don't listen. Spotify. We're on fucking Spotify finally. After years of fucking bitching and arguing and them having a limit on 83 minutes and all this bullshit, we're finally on Spotify. So if you're one of those assholes that pestered me about being on Spotify, go fucking listen to us on Spotify now. Just type in DV Radio and it'll pop up. I promise. People fucking texting me all of a sudden. I live in a goddamn black fucking void. Jesus Christ.
Don't worry. The message from last week. You're okay.
Probably. Fucking probably, dude. I can't say how many times that actually happens to me. Anyway.
Between that and fucking Facebook's algorithms, you know, showing you shit from fucking 2 months ago.
Dude, I have friends that don't use Facebook, but they use Facebook Messenger. And it probably takes, I don't know, a week for me to get a notification from the people that just use Messenger without Facebook. And I'm like, why?
Technology.
God, yeah, because they like suspended their profile account or whatever you call that, where you don't actually delete it, but you think you deleted it. But yeah. Well, Spotify has a upload limit of megabytes. And I know a lot of our shows go over that limit because some of our shows last a long time. Anyway, but I'm grateful that we are on Spotify. So go listen over on Spotify. If you're not listening to us on Podbean or Pandora or where are the other fucking places? I got to go over here and look. Cause if you're on DVRadio.net, all you got to do is click on ways to listen. And then you can scroll down a little bit and you can see where all we're at, like Pandora and Google Podcast and iHeart and Listen Notes and Amazon Music and Alexa and Deezer and now Spotify. But we're hosted by Podbean, so.
Yep, I reckon that's how it is.
I love it. I love it. Oh, and I know we've had a few people ask if we're still on TuneIn. Yes, we're still on TuneIn. I did have to basically yell at TuneIn to update our shit because it's a process with them, too. But they finally did update through that. So that's a good thing. That is a good thing. Yeah.
Isn't it a shame when you have to put your foot in somebody's ass to get proper things done the way they were supposed to be done in the first place?
I know. It really does piss me off. Like, I don't understand why it's that hard to do some of the things that are automated. You know? Like, just fucking do it. It's not that hard, man. Oh, me. What do you guys want to talk about or discuss or have on your mind that you want to get out on this now?
As usual, I feel it's all about remembering our fellow brothers and sisters, man. Just honoring them and remembering times you had with them, the way, you know, the way they smiled, the heroism you saw out of them, the badassery you saw out of them, man. I mean, I feel it's all about just, you know, remembering your bros, remembering your sisters, man.
100. I'm going to go through a few names. If you guys have anything to say after this, please speak up. But I think between DV Radio and DV Farm this year, we've got about 12 or 13 names. So I'm just going to do the names and whatever information's attached with that, not the people that posted it just to save a little bit of time. And I'm going to go down the list. It's not going to be any priority. I just typed or hit the all comments thing. So I'm literally starting with the first one that pops up and then working my way down. Just so you all know, it's no fucking,
it's not a favoritism thing. Fuckers. Yeah,
I don't want somebody saying any bullshit. Cause I know it's going to happen, but we'll start with, Senior Master Sergeant retired United States Air Force, Joseph Howe. Remember, folks, all veterans who have paid the ultimate sacrifice are honored this weekend, whether they sustained wounds while on active duty or the invisible ones left behind after they've served. All these veterans deserve to be honored. Senior Master Sergeant Gerald Lloyd, United States Air Force, Operation Enduring Freedom. Nate Bruckenthal, United States Coast Guard. Staff Sergeant Dink Griffin, Army National Guard. Sergeant Jacob Raleigh. This person's mother watched him at her daycare when he was a little boy, and he worked with his cousin Levi. This person would like to mention their dad, John G. Asman, World War II vet who served in the United States Army Signal Corps. Let's see. Army veteran and husband, Specialist Nicholas Van Hooser, 96 Romeo, lost him in August 18th, 2022, after a long, hard fought battle with gastric cancer that was caused by his exposure to burn pits while deployed. He was only 37 years old. Specialist Michelle Whittemer, a soldier from this person's brother's squad in Iraq. Specialist Cody Farr, Army 11 Bravo 369th Armor. Specialist Michael Kasmi, Army 19 Kilo 369 Armor, 22 Until None, Speed and Power Brothers. Warren McCullough, Navy Frogman, Boat Crew 4, World War II, Silver Star with V for actions on the Saipan prior to the Marine landing, fair winds and following seas. Lance Corporal Highland Lynn Crowder, August 23rd, 1968, killed in action, Quan Nam, Vietnam. Thomas Emmett Anderson, 3rd Army Ranger, 1975. Anybody you all would like to mention by name or anything before we start to wrap things up on this Memorial Day Barracks Party on DVRadio.net?
Well, the one you mentioned there, Joseph Howe, that was me. That was my brother that I served with two different locations together and actually deployed with him on that one deployment I went on. And, you know, our first meeting went down something to the effect of we're having this training class together. And of course, the classroom is in my building. So I'm already there first thing in the morning. I already took my blouse off, had it hanging on the back of my chair. So he doesn't have a clue who the fuck I am. He walks in, sits down, instructor goes around, introduces everybody and saying a little bit of where he worked at. And well, my buddy, Joe, he's like, yeah, I'm Joseph Howe, just PCS'd in here, blah, 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 blah. I work down there at the AMC agent. Man, I work with this fucking female. She is short as hell. Squeaky fucking voice. I swear to God, I can't. He's just going on. He's digging this hole deeper and deeper. And, you know, the instructor standing behind him, his eyes are getting about the size of, you know, silver dollar plates. And I just kind of wave him off, you know, no big deal. And then next, when he gets done talking, because Joe, that's typical Joe, he's louder than hell. Instructor taps him on the shoulder and says, you see the guy over there with his blouse off? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's her husband. He starts grabbing his buttons on his blouse and taking it off like we were going outside to fucking throw hands. I mean, that's just the kind of guy he was. But yeah, we served together for, like I said, for shit, you know, 13 years together at the same bases, both in Germany and then out there in Idaho. And unfortunately, we lost him last year to medical illness. And, you know, probably self-induced, you know, drinking, that was probably part of it. But, like I said, you know, in that post is that, sometimes we don't see those scars and those wounds that, forever, you know, sneak up on you after you served. So again, you know, for all the veterans that paid that ultimate sacrifice, either, you know, during a time of combat or at home, you know, that's what we're supposed to be remembering is those good, funny times, you know, with those guys, because like I said, if this shoes were reversed, he'd be doing the same damn thing right now with, you know, friends of ours that he'd get together with on the weekends. So, you know, hats off to everybody that, that's lost somebody. And, you know, we're here. You guys want to talk?
Here, 100. That sounds so fucking cheesy. JJ or War Dog?
Yeah, really quick, can I mention Staff Sergeant Demetrius Jolly, Corporal Jason Dunham, Specialist Christian Rojas Gallego, and Corporal Daniel Amaya, all of Iraqi Freedom.
JJ, anybody?
Senior Chief Doug Scherer, hit by a fucking car that ran a red stop sign in Foggy Bottom in D.C. What a bullshit way to go. Yeah. Pisses me off every time I think about it.
I'm with you because I was just about to mention Ken Carl, pneumonia. Fucking wow. Pneumonia.
People still die of pneumonia?
Yeah. Yep. Pneumonia. It was right after my last drill before I got medicaled out. For Betsy, I'll do her dedications. And I'm sure some of you have seen them. But I'm building her website and I've actually got them right here in front of me. Specialist Andrew Rice, Specialist Michael Epperson, Private Arthur Barrio, Specialist Brendan Bryant, Staff Sergeant Thomas Riddle III, and First Sergeant David Rice. If between now and the time I start to edit this episode for podcast, if there are any other names added to either the DV Radio or the DV Farm name post, I will add them in. It'll be a little excerpt, names not mentioned in the show as they were added after the fact. I will mention them. Anything after that, I'll not be able to add. But I will do the courtesy of going that far. anything else you guys want to talk about or get out of the way? Or if you want to say it's your last words for this evening for our live audience and podcast listeners, please mention that.
Yes. As always, I shout Psych Ward Gang, representing mental health in the military community. And if you happen to run into any mental health crisis, do not be ashamed or afraid to dial 988 and press option 1 so that you can receive any of the resources that you may need. I had to do it. Never ashamed to admit it now. You do the same if you find yourself in that predicament. Enjoy the rest of your Memorial Day weekend. Remember our brothers and sisters. Salute.
100. JJ?
I just want to bring up for Snafu, Seaman Paul Christensen, survivor of Pearl Harbor, Corporal Benjamin Hammerand, combat medic in World War I. And you know what? Memorial Day, the older I get, the more I realize that yes, Memorial Day can be a very somber occasion, but you know, see, I remember Senior Chief Scherer being one who loved to share a good joke, and he would want to be celebrated for those jokes and that smile. That man could walk in a room, and he just had this goofy, fucking corn-fed Iowa farmer grin that just lit up everything. I mean, he just turned the situation upside down immediately. Disarm, everybody be pissed off. He could disarm them immediately. And I think that the older I get, the more I realize that Memorial Day can be a happy occasion. We can celebrate the good times that we had with those who are no longer with us. We can remember them with joy in our hearts. And so I'd just like you to consider and encourage you all, think about that next Memorial Day. Think about it when you're just getting down and you're thinking about those who have gone before us, and think about the good times. Think about what kind of people they may have been that were willing to lay down their lives, even if it was in such something stupid as riding their bike to work on a Sunday morning and getting hit by a damn driver who wasn't paying attention. You know, Senior Chief was literally on his way into the office on a Sunday to get some stuff done when he got killed. And it's dumb. It's so fucking dumb. But think about the dedication. It was Sunday. He didn't have to go do that, you know? So think about the good stuff. Remember the good shit. And that doesn't mean you can't be sad. You can't, you know, it can't hurt. But I really think that we need to start celebrating the lives of those who've gone before us, and doing so joyously rather than letting it drag us down.
100%. Before I let Oink do his spiel, as I do every week, because we won't have a show before this begins here on DVRadio.net, go to the DV Radio store, and beginning June 1st through June 5th, there's 20% off of everything. All the monies go back into DV Radio and or the organizations, nonprofits, or individuals that they are made for, i.e. PTS Dog, Sergeant War Dog, Betsy Ross, DV Farm, and Change Unchained. And Change Unchained also includes the DV Against DV merchandise. If you don't know about Change Unchained, go find out how they're trying to help end human trafficking and child trafficking in America at changeunchained.com. Oink, last words for our live listeners and podcast listeners.
Well, as War Dog had already mentioned it, you know, never be ashamed to dial 988 if you need that assistance. And if you want a little bit more control on who you talk to, whether it be by branch of service or even, the sex, you know, if you're a female and much rather talk to another female, head over to Objective Zero. There's ambassadors standing by 24/7 to just talk and listen. That's what they're there for. So if you need somebody to talk to, just getting something off your chest to feel that relief, you know, that there is somebody out there that cares and wants to help, head over to ObjectiveZero.org. Find that soldier, sailor, airman, marine, or, you know, like I said, male, female, whoever, wherever, you know, you're comfortable with speaking with somebody. There's an ambassador standing by 24/7. Willing to listen. So don't feel like you have to do this alone, folks. You know, there's always out there. There's somebody there that's going to listen.
100%. And to add on to that, use your resources, folks. Use them. Even if you don't need them, have them on hand. There's also more resources at dysfunctionalveterans.com. Click on the vet resources. There's also parental control apps from Change Unchained at the bottom of the homepage. Have them on hand. Don't just, you know, hear it and then be like, oh, I'll use it when I need it. Somebody you know might need it and you can have it and you can hand it to them. So please have those resources on hand for yourself, for a battle buddy, for whomever. JJ was talking about jokes from those that we've lost. The last joke that Carl told to me, that's his last name was Carl. The last joke that he told to me, we were sitting there eating Bourbon Street chicken and rolls from Golden Corral at our last drill. And we were talking about my Crohn's and how fucked up I was going to be after I ate that. He looks me dead in the eye, serious as fuck, and goes, well, you know, Wood, having Crohn's is better than a pink sock. And if you don't know what a pink sock is, I will explain it this Saturday during Barracks Talk. And you will be like, that is the most disgustingly gross fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But it's fucking hilarious in context. Oh,
fuck that. Don't make me wait. Fuck that.
Oh, no.
You got Urban Dictionary, brother. You got Urban Dictionary. Go look that shit up.
You know what? I don't even know if it's on Urban Dictionary.
I don't know either. Because
this is a Ken Carl special. So, but yeah, if you tune in this Saturday at 2008 p.m. Eastern and remind me, I will tell you what a pink sock is and why Crohn's is way better than a pink sock. Do you guys want to end with a song after the Memorial Day tribute and before Taps? Or no?
You do you, bro. How's that? We're going to be here one way or another.
Fucking assholes. I'll tell you what. We'll go into the Memorial Day tribute, followed by Tom McDonald's Angels. And then after the outro, Taps will play and obviously the show is over. Thank you one and all for listening in tonight live. Thank you for sharing, letting others know, to come join us and have this night for Memorial Day, and to remember our brothers and sisters. Had a few laughs. And if you were drinking, I hope you left a full drink for our fallen brothers and sisters. For Oink, Wardog, JJ, I'm Bonerwood. You just heard the Memorial Day Barracks Party right here on WDVR, DVRadio.net. Until next time, Flexicles. Bye-bye.
Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Gold Star families, everyone, we gather here today with a shared attitude of gratitude.
Today is the day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others, a day to remember the splendor of America.
They shall grow not old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them.
I was thinking this morning that across the country, children and their parents will be going to the town parade, and the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags as the band goes by. Later, maybe they'll have a cookout or a day at the beach. And that's good, because today is a day to be with the family and to remember.
Holmes said, those who serve in our military have hearts that are touched with fire. Having known great things, he said, they are content with silence.
Audie Murphy of the Wild, Wild Courage. What else would you call it when a man bounds to the top of a disabled tank, stops an enemy advance, saves lives and rallies his men and all of it single-handedly? When he radioed for artillery support and was asked how close the enemy was to his position, he said, wait a minute and I'll let you speak to him. The statue of the three servicemen, the three fighting boys of Vietnam, it too has majesty and more. Perhaps you've seen it. Three rough boys walking together, looking ahead with a steady gaze. There's something wounded about them. A kind of resigned toughness, but there's an unexpected tenderness too. At first you don't really notice, but then you see it. The three are touching each other as if they're supporting each other. They learn not to rely on us. They learn to rely on each other. And they were special in another way. They chose to be faithful. They chose to reject the fashionable skepticism of their time. They chose to believe and answer the call of duty.
Sleep, soldiers, still in honored rest, your truth and valor wearing. The bravest are the tenderest, the loving are the daring.
Thank all of you, and God bless you, and have a day full of memories.
I'm addicted to it's feeling brave, the feeling of not feeling the pain. I've been on and off the bottle, I put oxys out my nostrils, believe me, you do anything to breathe before you suffocate. I couldn't stop it, staying clean was not an option. I was trying to be myself, but being me was such a problem. I just wanted to be Thomas, but Thomas was at the bottom of a hole he dug and getting comfortable inside a coffin. He locked it and swallowed the key, caught up, forgot all his dreams, robbed at a common, became embalmed in a toxic routine. Beer was the escape, but I got stuck escaping. Whiskey was the blanket in the coldest basement. Way before the fame, I was wasted, freezing, doing anything I could to keep the flame lit. To anyone going through the same shit, heaven's got enough angels, you need to stay here.
And I can't make you stay, but sometimes going ain't a choice. And every choice you make is one that you didn't avoid. Crash the whip and ditch the car, burn a bridge, follow the stars. You'll find monsters in the dark, but nothing's worth it till it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to see things clear through your tears, but anywhere is way better than here. Fight your fear.
It's not the liquor
where I'm addicted to is feeling tough. When you get bullied half your life, you feel weak like you just ain't enough. Then you have a couple drinks and you catch a buzz and finally have the courage to defend yourself and throw a punch. And that adrenaline goes straight into your brain and blood. Addicted to the confidence, it's practically the greatest drug. Chasing dragons every night in all the latest clubs. What used to be your favorite thing somehow became a dangerous crutch. It was what it was. And that's the thing, it can happen to like any of us. I had great parents, tight friends, strong morals, nice threads, good school, good looking, good grades, time spent. Being normal only lasted for a while. One bad choice sparked a downward spiral. I've spent half my life trying to climb out of that hole. Heaven's got angels, we need you at home. And I can't make you stay, but sometimes going ain't a choice. And every choice you make is one that you didn't avoid. Crash the whip and ditch the car. Burn a bridge, follow the stars. You'll find monsters in the dark, but nothing's worth it till it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to see things clear through your tears. But anywhere is way better than here. Fight your fear. It ain't the liquor we're addicted to, it's everything else. The happiness we had, but we forget how it felt. We've been drinking with the devil because we're going through hell. Pray to God for a little bit of hell. Man, I've been there. I did those things. I drank those drinks. I took those pills. I puked in sinks. And the truth ain't pretty. Listen up. This is a tough one. You get saved by your angels or become one. Crash the whip and ditch the car. Burn a bridge, follow the stars. You'll find monsters in the dark, but nothing's worth it till it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to see things clear through your tears. But anywhere is way better than here. Fight your fears.
Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.